Well, the 2010 Florida legislative session wrapped up. Most in agriculture thought they had done very well with the passage of certain bills. But when it came to getting the governor to sign those bills, it was a different scenario. Sam Orr, Director of Governmental Affairs for the Florida Cattlemen's Association, said the whole ag community is really upset by the recent veto of two major pieces of legislation.
One amended what we call the Greenbelt Statute, which is how we're taxed. There was a court case out of Bradford County that basically said if your property is for sale, then your purpose is to sell the property and not to be in agriculture, and they deny Greenbelt. House Bill 981 repealed that. It put back in the legislative intent that your classification was depending on whether you were in bona fide agricultural practice, and the governor chose to veto that one. We had another House Bill 7103 by the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. It had a lot of stuff in there. It had some public grazing language that cattlemen wanted. We've had some counties that decided that, well, if you're going to put a fence across your farm, you have to get a permit. So we had things in there to ban that. We had a disclosure requirement that if you were developing next to a piece of agricultural property, you would sign in saying that you knew your neighbors were in ag and that you couldn't sue them for any nuisance because of odor or noise or anything that goes on a farm. And the governor chose to veto that one, too.
Ard said when it comes to bills affecting agriculture, there is still one left that the governor has yet to do anything with.
We have another bill. It's in the large transportation bill that allows a 10% weight allowance on large trucks. In other words, it would go from 80,000 pounds per truck to 88. And for agricultural products, cattle, we know that in a long shipment, they lose 10% of their weight. If you're hauling sod, you go through one rain, you'll gain 5 to 10%. So we needed the allowance, and that's his last chance to really help us, and we're not real confident on that.
But concerning the two vetoes, just today, Florida Farm Bureau Legislative Representative Ben Parks hand-delivered a letter to the Speaker of the House asking for a veto override of those ag bills. So we'll keep you updated as work continues on legislative issues concerning agriculture in the state. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.